With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to go out to the fan hotline. It's presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests, and we're going to bring on my good pal, Noah Hiles, from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, a new hire as part of our Pitt beat. He and Chris Carter have done fantastic work covering Pitt so far, and we will talk to Noah about plenty of Pitt stuff. But before that, you heard the teaser. My man was on a date earlier and said he may be able to join. He may not be able to join, depending on how the date went. He is able to join me. So, Noah, is this a tragic phone call? Like, did the date not go well? What happened?
No, it went very well, Jason. First off, thank you for how many followers do you have on Twitter here? Let me check. Thank you for
more than I deserve.
The 40,000 people who follow you to let them know I was on a date, including my dad, who didn't know. He's listening strictly for information on this. Could care less what I have to say about Pitt football. But yeah, it went well. I'm just a respectful guy, Jason, and I took her home with plenty of time to fill my radio commitment that I agreed with you on. So yeah, it was very nice. We had a great time. I'm ready to have a great time here on 93.7 The Fan as well.
I love that your dad keeps tabs on your dating life because of my Twitter account. That is tremendous.
Yes, without question. He seriously screenshotted it. Like mid-date, I got a text from him. And it was a screenshot of your tweet with a circle around it and a question mark. And tune into the Fan. You know, that's good. That's a good tease on your end.
That's right. Well, I'm learning as I go, but this is gold, my friend. Yeah. This is gold. And I will let you in on this secret. No, I'm not dating other than dating my wife. I'm married, but my wife likes the joke that she knows exactly where I am and what I'm doing by, you know, following my Twitter account, and she can keep tabs on me. Not that I do anything that I need kept tabs on for, whatever, however you want to say that, but, you know, she can keep a read on her husband by what he's doing on Twitter. So, okay, I want details on this date.
Same way, but it went well. So I did have, like, as I was explaining to you, the original spot that we were going to go to was closed because it was Labor Day. So we pulled a last second audible. We went over to Market Square. And there's just so much to do there. So we had a nice time, had dinner at one place, drink afterward at the other, went for a little walk, and then I got her home. Like I said, listen, this is fun and all, but I've got Jason Mackey to speak to. So I zoomed home, and I got ready to go to talk about Pitt football and apparently my dating life as well. This isn't a big radio station, right? So, yeah.
We might not get to any Pitt football talk. I have so many. So you got the post date drink. That's big. I mean, if the date did not go well, the young lady would not agree to that, and you guys would be heading home. So that must have been some indication that things had got off the ground at least.
Yeah, and you know, I gotta say, I was feeling confident going into that one before it even started because she asked me to pick her up, which meant there's no easy exit on her end. Even with Uber and Lyft, I guess that makes it a little bit more of a viable option, but the idea that I drove her there and back in this modern world, it said to me, at the very least, I'm not going to ditch you, like, say I'm going to the bathroom and leave, which is good, you know, because
that is good.
I've never had that happen to me, but you always have that in the back of your mind when they go up to go to the bathroom or something. You never want that to happen, but it could. But going into it, knowing that likely wasn't going to happen was great. And like you said, yes, the post date drink went well. Yes, It was an overall great experience. I'm a bad gambler, but I think if I were to bet there would be a second date, it would be a bet I would win.
Yes. Yes, that's what I want to hear. That, yeah. And where did you go to eat?
We went to City Works.
City Works. Okay. I've never been.
Yeah, and it's just, right in the corner there on Market Square, right by Permane's. Nice place. Service was great. I actually was surprised with how not busy it was, just with the holiday happening and everything. I guess maybe because of the weather. Weren't a lot of people there, which was nice. And then I forget the place we went to after for a drink. It was just a couple places down. But overall, great experience.
Good stuff. I was sitting at Bakersfield, which is the place you were going to take your date. Last night, I was sitting there actually on a date with my wife, and we were texting about this. This is ironic. And Abby and I were joking and said, man, I don't envy people who are dating right now. I'm very happy to be married. I'm happy to be happily married. And, us two, nearly 40-year-olds having our own fun time. I don't envy you trying to navigate this.
You don't envy people asking you on the radio about your dating life?
Nope, I don't. Okay, I don't. Although people ask me about my married life, I can talk about that. That's fun. Not that
that's
exciting, but All right. So let's talk about some actual stuff, man. Let's talk about some football.
Right,
I was ranting about Narduzzi's press conference earlier today, which I thought was fascinating and a lot of fun. And I was hitting on a bunch of different things, but we'll start with the actual sort of pit topics. Any news that you took away from it? I know there weren't a lot of updates like on Rodney Hammond Jr.'s foot, Deslin Alexander, I guess it was what, an upper body or an arm injury or something like that. None of that stuff available, right?
No, you're never going to get that with Pat. I think the most significant piece of news that I took from that was nothing that he said, but we asked him about. You look at their depth chart for week two, and Rodney Hammond Jr. is listed in bold with an or, which signifies that he's in a committee for the starting running back position. Prior to that, there had only been one or as the starting in the starting lineup on the depth chart. That was between Danielson and Green at the defensive tackle spot. But now after Hammond's performance, he is listed as a co-starter with Izzy Abanikanda. So I thought that was interesting. I mean, I wasn't surprised by it necessarily because Hammond played phenomenally, in my opinion, against West Virginia. But with the injury connected to him and people not knowing if he's going to be able to go this week, it's interesting to see what they're doing by that. Are they trying to advertise a running back who might not even be available, or are they simply saying, no, this guy's earned his spot in the starting lineup now? So it'll be something I keep an eye on for sure when we get to watch a little bit of practice tomorrow.
Yeah, that is tough, man. That's tough with the injuries and not knowing which it could be. Because, it could conceivably be both. If he's healthy, I think he's certainly earned the opportunity to play. But also, if I'm Pat Narduzzi, I'm absolutely going to sandbag that, throw the little oar in there and, try to gain any little advantage you can. Okay.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Another thing I was interested about, Noah, is as far as involving the tight end, they did not involve Gavin Bartholomew very much at all. I think Narduzzi talked about that. What did he sort of chalk that up to, and do you expect that to change this week against the Volunteers?
I do, and if you listen to the podcast that Chris Carter and I did prior to the Backyard Brawl, I picked Gavin Bartholomew as my player to watch. Just with Cignetti's offense, I thought for sure this was a guy who would be huge in the game plan. But he only had one – I think he only had one target. I know he only had one catch. Here's a direct quote. He said, we missed him a couple times. He was open a couple times and we didn't get it to him, but we'll get it to him more. So that's what he said on the Gavin Bartholomew when it was brought up about, hey, why didn't you throw the ball to the tight end? I think that there was just, first game with a new quarterback against an opponent who played them tough. And I think that that's one of many things based off of Pat's language in that press conference that showed he was frustrated about how the game went. So I would expect number 86 to get a lot more targets moving forward here.
We're chatting with Noah Hiles from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, covers the Pitt Panthers and does an excellent job. You can follow him at underscore Noah Hyles. I almost just went at Noah Hyles. You got to put the underscore in there, huh? Killing me.
Yeah, there's some guy named Noah Hyles in like Oklahoma has that, and I've DM'd him to try to be like, I'll give you $50 if you just let me have this handle, but it's worked to no avail. So we got to have the underscore.
Okay. All right. So yeah. You mentioned Narduzzi and some of his language, which I also thought was fascinating about. And I forget what I framed this in, but I would love to cover Pat, and maybe this gets old. I don't know, but I mean, you sort of don't know what's coming out of the man's mouth, and I love that. I love the way he described their defensive performance, calling it crappy is the word I can use on the air. What did you take about how – what was your takeaway, I should say, on how the defense played and what he said about it?
Well, that was the first time he used the S word 5 times in that press conference. I kept a little counter in my notepad there. But the first time I brought it up, or it came up on my question, I think I asked him about an answer Sabathier Dennis gave me Thursday night after the game about managing adversity and success. And he just said, you know, the team played crappy, so I don't know if they considered that game a success. And if they're able to, you know, feel that good playing that crappy, then I don't, you know, he just basically said they shouldn't be all excited. But then he used that word to, like you said, talk about the defense, talk about the run defense, especially. You could tell he was frustrated. I think after the game, he was happy that they got the win. But he even said, you know, I wasn't dancing in the locker room after that one. I think he has very high expectations for this team, as he should. There's a lot of talent there. They're coming off a conference championship and a 7-point win at home against, you know, an opponent who's not ranked is not what he wants to see to start the season. And he knows they have a really big test up ahead, so he doesn't want to seem content with, you know, Thursday's night's win, as exciting as it was.
Yeah, and I give him a lot of credit for that, and I think that's how they should be looking at. They did not play well in some facets that are easily correctable, and, you know, win or lose, they would have beaten themselves more than I think WVU beat them, and especially the stuff in the running game. I would have been especially agitated by that because they are better than that. I mean, those are mistakes that they shouldn't be making, I would imagine. So, Noah, another thing I wanted to ask you and to get Narduzzi's take and your take as well, being around college football, but talking about expanding to 12 teams, is that a discussion point with Pat today? I would imagine that did come up.
Yeah, he did. He seemed, his quote, I think he said, put the whole top 25 in, and I think he was being sarcastic there. But he seemed very open about it, with just the fact that he seemed excited with the idea that it creates opportunities for more teams. And a very common criticism for college football right now is it's dominated by the same 3-4 programs every single year. And by opening up the playoff a little bit more, is it more likely than not that it's still going to be the Ohio States, the Georgias, the Alabamas, and the Clemsons dominating? Probably. But it creates more room for opportunity. You know, all of those 4 teams that I named, one of them loses at least once in the final month of the regular season. That loss could come in an opening round playoff game rather than a rivalry game or a late conference game. So I think it does create a lot of opportunity. It seemed like Pat was open to it. He doesn't give too much of his opinion on that kind of stuff. He's just here to talk about Pitt versus Tennessee. But he did weigh in a little bit on it, and he seemed pretty excited with the idea that it could happen. I mean, his team would have been in the playoff last year had it had 12 teams, so he should be excited about it.
Absolutely. We're talking with Noah Hyles, Pitt athletics reporter, I should say, not just football, not just basketball, but both for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. You can follow him on Twitter, @_NoahHyles. And Noah is also our resident dating correspondent, and we're finding out about his dating life, and he went on a date earlier and was able to join me and fit me in the same evening. So, like, what happens now, man? You know, I'm 38. I'm out of the game. I'm very happily married. So, like, do you text this young lady tomorrow? Do you set up a next date? Like, where do we go from here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very big on, you know, not being too aggressive. So yeah, you always send the text when you get home. Hey, I made it home safe. Had a good time. Have a post-game dialogue, if you will. Then you let the you let it marinate for a little bit, and you know, let the memory sink in. You want her to be thinking about the words that you exchanged over your meal and drink rather than over text message, and hopefully that sits well. You check back in the following morning. Don't want to be too overbearing, but let her know that you're thinking about her, and hopefully things go from there.
I love it, man. The post-game dialogue.
Yes.
Don't teach me too much. Actually, I have no desire to use it. My wife is fantastic.
Good.
She's a saint. All right, man. That's all I have for you. Thank you so much, Noah. I appreciate it. Keep up the great work.
I appreciate it, Jason.
All right. Take care. That's Noah Hiles from the Post-Gazette. One of my favorites. He does a great job. So does Chris Carter, our Pit Beat. I mean, as much as I love Johnny McGonigal and Craig Meyer, and those guys are friends and awesome as well, I'm happy we were able to get Noah aboard. He just does a fantastic job, and he's got so much energy and loves this stuff and just puts everything he has into the job, along with Chris and along with a lot of other people at our paper, just very happy with the work that they're able to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.